FM 90.3 WJTL from the archives. Do not attempt to adjust your set. It's supposed to sound like that. That is Pantano Salisbury from the Hit the Switch Project. I'm Just a Record. John Pantano is our special guest here in the archives tonight. And that's such a cool ending to that song, John. Whose idea was that?
Well, I think the three of us, Larry and Ron and I, were trying to figure out a way to do something unique because the song was about a record. I don't remember exactly who came up with the idea, but the first idea was to just pull the plug. And we couldn't pull the plug. The engineer couldn't do that, so he actually did that by hand. He actually held it and made it. He had to do it several times to get it right, but it was actually hand done, handcrafted. Yeah, because he couldn't pull a plug in a machine to get that exactly that length that they needed, I suppose. But as far as whose idea that was, it was probably a collection of three brains trying to get crazy and creative. And hopefully, it worked. But.
Well, that project came out way back in 1977, and John, does it surprise you that we're still sitting here talking about it?
Yeah, actually, the songs still have some length in them. They lasted all these years, and even when I listen to it this day, I think, well, those are pretty good songs, even to this day. So it is amazing, because I thought, quite a few years back, I thought, well, that was a project that was done, and that's the end of that. But it's kind of nice that it's sort of come back to life. And thanks to Randy, who's redoing the reissue, it's sort of getting a little more of a bounce again, which is nice to know that the something we did back then still has some quality to it. So that's been a great thing.
And for everybody's head who just snapped around when you said reissue, it is in the works, and the fellow behind that, and with Alternative Records, Randy Layton is the guy at the helm of this project, and Randy's on the line with us as well. And Randy, fill us in a little bit on this campaign to get this project on CD.
You know, a few years ago, I was able to, or I was asked if I wanted to reissue this record by the Norman Estate, and so I said sure, because I was such a fan of the album originally. So I had all the masters that were used to make the album with, but I also had the multi-tracks where I could go back and remix and those kind of things. So it made it interesting in terms of being able to go back and just revisit it, make it sound better sonically than it did back then, create some new mixes that maybe brings out some elements that were buried, previously. There's even a couple songs that were intended for the album that didn't make the album that will be on the reissue. We're going to have a pretty nice package as well, where we'll have a nice booklet, interviews, stories, pics, all that stuff. And there'll be some additional downloads as well for people that order it. That will be exclusive, just to them. So this is being done through a platform like Kickstarter, although it's called Indiegogo, I believe. And it's really hard to spit out a long URL on the air. So I'll just say that if anybody listening wants to find out more information, they can just email me at altrecords, one word, at aol.com, and then I'll guide them where they need to go. And I think, later on, hopefully we can also just, post a link to the show, and then there I can also have that information available. But yeah, it's been up for a little while. We've got about 3 weeks to go to fundraise, and if we meet our goal, then the record gets done. And we're at about 65%, and I'm very hopeful that it will fund, so that all this work that I've done will actually, come out. But I feel pretty hopeful about that, and I'm very excited to do it. John's been great to work with. I really wish Ron were here to see it happen. I think he'd be pleased as well. I certainly hope so. That's one of my goals of this thing, was to pay tribute to him and do right, by his legacy.
Well, this is such great news, primarily because so much of the 70s stuff is just gone away and probably turning into dust somewhere. And I, you know, I've talked to artists who either the record company won't give the master, they don't know where the master is. And for you to have all the tapes to this is pretty miraculous.
Pretty remarkable because, yes, I know a lot of the same people that will tell you that masters are missing or they can't get them. And the label wants too much for them, even in this day and age when nobody really should be looking for that much money, because it's such a limited market for reissues. So yeah, very fortunate. And the tapes, you know, have the bait and all the things that you have to do these days to, you know, to get them to play, but they all turned out marvelous and they're all in great shape and you know, as well recorded. So, it's going to be great.
And for folks who may not understand how the music industry works, and you know, Randy, step in and correct me at any point, I might be wrong, but just because an artist, for instance, Ron Salisbury and John Pantana go in and record this album, they don't own it necessarily. It belongs to the record company, correct?
Right.
So,
but by and large.
So even though they might want to do the reissue, they can't because they don't own it.
Right, and I had talked to Ron's wife, Kathy, the other day, and he tried for years to get these tapes back and just, you know, couldn't. So he did a solo record in 2014, not long before he passed. And on that record were a couple of remakes of old songs, but also a couple of songs taken off of vinyl from the, you know, Jason Carr outlet because Murr didn't have the tapes or they weren't going to, you know, give it to him. As well as some, you know, solo recordings from a 79 concert. And I think in one case he added a band to it. And then a couple of, you know, new recordings as well. And that sort of satisfied at that time, you know, his need to do more music. For years he'd been asked to do it. He really didn't want to do it. By that time, for a long time, he'd been a pastor in Pismo Beach and, you know, still was at the time. And he kind of put the music thing away, but finally got talked into, you know, doing something. So, you know, he did that. But in the back of his mind, he'd always wanted to go back to these tapes and so John felt the same way. It's like, well, you know, it'd be nice to have the tapes and redo them and make them sound better, maybe, you know, remix or whatever. And, so it just kind of fell into my lap to do. I know John was probably pretty surprised when I gave him a call and say, hey, I have these tapes. And, you know, I've transferred all that stuff digitally. I've sent all of the originals back to John, so now they're sitting in his place. It's too bad it's that rare. I think, to me, after a certain time frame, I think the artists, you know, should get back the rights to their material. I know that with my record label, all the old stuff that I put out, I reverted back to the artist down the road. I just said, hey, you know, they're yours. If you want to reissue them, that's great. And in many cases, they did. Even with this project, as soon as it's in people's hands, I'm done. I don't have any more interest in the record itself. You know, Ron does. Sate does and John does. That's how I want to do it.
Okay.
And I think some of that just stems, real quickly, I think some of that just stems from my father being a professional musician and watching him sort of get shafted by the industry more than once. And watching that experience and watching friends go through it then later on in life, I just always resolved to do differently.
Well, Randy and John, let's give folks a sampling from this project. And you sent me some remixes. And I guess this is like an archives exclusive here that you sent to me. I queued up the track that you did called "People Tend to Forget." Can you give us a little background on putting this together?
As a remix?
What kind of work that you had to do on it, or anything that like that?
Well, I don't know how much time we have because John could talk about the song a little bit, but with the song itself, I just wanted to isolate Ron's voice at the start, so I pulled back what was already kind of a buried harmonica part behind it. There will be remix on the album that actually brings that harmonica back to the fore fully, and it sounds remarkable. And then there were just other things I wanted to do. I wanted to make it sound, although it's not, there isn't an acoustic guitar track, I wanted to make it sound as possible and kind of pull back some of the other overdubs that were done. And that was the goal. And I think it's John?
Yeah, I'm here still.
Yeah, what was your take on that mix?
Did we lose Randy? No, he's still there? Okay, yeah. I'm sorry, say the question again.
What was your take on that remix of
People? Yeah, I think Randy did a beautiful job. He sent me a copy, and it was, you know, Ron has such a beautiful voice and really great singer, obviously a great songwriter, and that's a beautiful song. The newer version that I heard has a real, his voice just comes out a lot clearer, and it's just a more beautiful. It's a little bit of a different length and arrangement, but I was real happy to hear that, because I think that a lot of times when you get in the studio, certain things can get covered up and can get a little bit overproduced. I think the original version was great also, but this is kind of nice. It's Ron's voice a little more open, upfront, and exposed. And he has such a great voice that so that was my take, was that it's a fantastic, this is a great song and deserves the attention that Randy gave to it. And I'm glad that from what I've heard at this point, it does him justice. And I wish he could be here to hear it. I think he'd be pleased, because he obviously, you're always critical of your own voice. So I think if he could be here to see any of this entire thing happening, is fantastic. So thanks to Randy as well.
And we are chatting tonight with John Pantano from Pantano Salisbury, and also Randy Layton, head of Alternative Records, putting together this reissue project. And here is the remixed rendition of "People Tend to Forget" from the archives in WJTL.